long overdue to talk with the supervisor from Port Huron Township and get an update on what's going on out there. Bob Lewandowski is with us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, how's everything going thus far in 2019 in Port Huron Township?
So far, so good.
You got some new businesses coming to town.
Yes, we do. The largest business is the Ollie's Discount. They're going in right next to the Kroger's in the plaza. They're taking up the remaining of the built part of the building that Kroger's is not using. And we look forward to that. And from what I hear from people that have been to a store like that, they seem to like it a lot.
Good, good. What else? You got a few other things coming to the township, too.
Also on 24th Street, they're going to build a new tropical smoothie restaurant. I haven't personally been to one yet, but I look forward to having them come. And also on Lapeer Road, the former Loxton's restaurant is going to be reopening as a Mediterranean restaurant. The name of that is Kebabs.
Okay. Very good. And the old tractor supply company is getting a new business too, isn't it?
Yeah, K&E Electric moved from their Lapeer location to the location where Tractor Supply was to probably better serve their customers in a better location, and it's a larger facility.
Fantastic. As long as we're talking about businesses and buildings, got to ask about the old Kmart building. Any news on that at this point?
No news on that, and I mean, there's absolutely no news, not even a hint of anything.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, it's boy, it's been vacant a long time now, hasn't it?
Sure has. It's a large building, and I believe they're going to have to split it up. But overall, I look at the positive side that our retail district seems to be barely full compared to, unfortunately, our neighbors to the north. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes, but hopefully things work out. And
yeah, it seems like retail went on the decline as far as brick and mortar is concerned real fast, didn't it?
Sure did. And it's just the way of the internet, I believe. And they just make it so easy just to push a couple buttons and you'll have your product at your house the next day or two.
It's changed the way that we all shop, that's for sure. But it also changes, you know, the way that, you know, stores operate and where they are and how many of them there are.
Exactly.
We all have to deal with it. One of the other things coming up in the Port Huron Township, is it the Planning Commission, I guess, is having a workshop about condominiums. What's that all about?
Well, we had before us, a guy brought in a plan to there's a dead end road with duplexes on both sides, and he had been renting them out, and I think he wants to get out of that and just sell them off individually. And to do that, you'd have to turn it into a condominium neighborhood. And I think the Planning Commission is just going to revisit the rules and whatnot regarding condominium sites and try to narrow that down. This one's a little different because the buildings are already there, the homes, and usually you come when you got a vacant parcel and you want to divide it up and put condominiums in. So this one's a little different, but they'll get it figured out.
All right, special hearing on that on April 24th at the Port Huron Township Hall. What else is going on in the township? Any construction projects or plans for the spring and summer months?
As far as road construction, I believe the road commission is going to do a section of Dove west of Michigan this year, but it does not include the most bumpiest spot where the median's at right there towards the end at Range. That, I believe, is going to be repaired. It's either next year or the year after with a new roundabout, and that's all going to be reconfigured and new again. So we'll have to put up with that for another year. But and in other projects, we've got Michigan Road at Lapeer. We're not going to be touching Lapeer, but Michigan on both sides. We're going to extend the and put three lanes in for turning and right now, if you got someone coming south on Michigan at Lapeer, you get about two cars in that left turn lane, and then you don't have any room for cars to go around and go straight or turn right. And we're just looking to improve that intersection a little better. And we had the county applied for some grant money for that and with a match from us.
Okay. Well, yeah, the roads all over the state need work, don't they?
Yep, that'll be a never-ending battle.
I'm afraid it will be. It feels like it's never-ending. And, of course, now the proposal's on the table for a 45-cent gas tax increase, which I don't hear a lot of support for, but they're going to have to figure something out because we've got a lot of roads in Port Huron Township, city of Port Huron, everywhere in Michigan that need improving.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't believe that 45 cents is going to come to us anytime soon. I think they're more looking at freeways and whatnot.
Exactly. But,
I feel out in the township, we do a pretty good job with our millage that we have for roads, and we use that to match funds that we're able to get from the road commission and whatnot. And our secondary roads are, I feel, in pretty good shape.
And
I take pride in that, and that's one of my major concerns for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good stuff. Bob, we appreciate the update. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem, Paul.
We'll talk to you again soon. You too. Bob Lewandowski, the Township Supervisor in Port Huron Township with us on WPHM.